to Healing with Dr. Daniels. It is Sunday, April 7th, 2019, and you're listening to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we got a topic for you today. Why men should hold on to their balls. Yep, I kid you not. You would think it would be obvious, but we're going to devote some serious time today to discussing why men need to hold on to their balls and guard those balls. Like I said, this may seem obvious, but many men, millions of men in the United States, have been convinced to trade in their balls and live with castration. Yes. Don't let this happen to you. So hopefully today's radio show will help you hold on to your balls. And if you're a lady out there, help you defend your guy's balls. Yes. It'll make your life better as well. But of course, first, we've got to say hi to Facebook. Hello, Facebook. Yay! Say hello. Hello. Alright. So first of all, if I'm going to tell you to hold on to your balls, we have to establish the value of your balls. Like, what good are they? Alright, I have a special guest here. My special guest here is Valentina. Just to introduce Valentina. Valentina is a 24-year-old Panamanian who's been educated in medical school. And I am training her to provide the kind of service I do for Panamanians at no charge. And this has been a really very exciting thing. So when you buy my products, that money is used to fund Valentina to pay for her living expenses. So when she's able to take care of people for free without any thought of her compensation at all, and to focus only on helping people get better. And so this has actually worked out very well, and Valentina's had some really amazing successes, which we're going to cover later in the show. But first, back to those balls. All right, so if I'm going to get you to hold on to your balls, I've got to establish, well, the value of your balls. Like, I'm good at this. So we want to go to some very, straightforward websites to check this out. So testicles are housed in the scrotum behind the penis. So balls, another word for them is testicles. And they're the primary male reproductive organ. In other words, this makes it possible for a guy to help somebody become pregnant. And there's two important functions. One, to reproduce. And second, they secrete hormones, basically testosterone. Now, in the United States, many of us have been educated about this overpopulation issue, and so many guys actually are fearing the possibility of being an agent of reproduction. So we won't talk about that. Let's talk about the other piece, which is the testosterone. What good is testosterone? And why even have a pair of balls that produce testosterone? So the first thing is, in utero, the testosterone helps the baby become a boy. Notice, forms male organs. Then before puberty, what happens is the male starts getting adult-type body odor, increased oiliness of the skin, he gets hair in the proper places, a little bit of acne maybe, and some armpit hair. And growth spurt. In other words, without testosterone, you can't grow. And accelerated bone maturation. In other words, strong bones and facial hair. So without testosterone, these things do not happen. Now, once we get to puberty, the guy gets increased sex drive, erection, his jaw grows, his brow grows, chin, nose, and the face bones change so that the face has a masculine type shape. And then his bone growth completes, and then the testosterone actually stops the bone growth at the right point. And so, and the guy gets physically strong, and he gets more mass, shoulders become broader, and he gets a male voice, his Adam's apple is created, and starts looking like a guy. Now, a lot of men are out there, you know, on these, you know, paleo diets or keto diets or whatever, and trying to do better in the gym. What will some testosterone do for you? So, the other thing is testosterone regulates the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis response under dominance challenge. Let's forget the dominance challenge, okay? Because every day in modern society can be a challenge. So let's just say that this testosterone regulates the hypothalamic pituitary axis. It's called HPA. Now, if I hadn't gone to medical school, I would just like skate over the HPA. But oh, no, no, no. Let's take a look at the HPA. But before we do that, though, let's take a look at something a lot of men are worried about, which is their heart. And so maintaining normal testosterone levels in elderly men, this is men who are no longer having children, whatever that means, has been shown to improve many parameters that are thought to reduce heart disease risk, such as it increases lean body mass, it decreases visceral fat, it decreases total cholesterol and glycemic control. They don't tell you the cholesterol is converted to testosterone. This is what lowers the testosterone, the cholesterol level, because it's converted to testosterone. But I digress. So hormones and sexual arousal. So even if you're not interested in getting in when pregnant, at least maybe you can enjoy trying. So this whole sexual arousal relationship thing happens, but let's jump back to the HPA, the pituitary axis, the hypothalamic pituitary axis. This is basically the pituitary gland, and it controls your adrenal glands, your thyroid gland, your growth, and your brain. So in other words, testosterone controls these things in a man. You don't have testosterone, your adrenal gland is going to just lay down the job and not work. Your thyroid is going to say, oh, sorry, I'm on vacation. And your growth hormone is going to say, nah, let him go to seed. Let this muscle turn to fat. Let's not worry about it. And your brain is going to say, nah, we'll think about that later. Right. Not a very interesting person. So let's dig a little deeper. So your testosterone is what drives your thyroid. Well, what's going to happen if your thyroid decides it's just not working today? You're going to be tired all the time. You're going to be sensitive to the cold. You're going to gain weight. You're going to be constipated, depressed, move slow, think slow. Your muscles are going to ache. You're going to get cramps. You got dry, scaly skin, brittle hair and nails. And if that's not enough, you'll lose your sex drive. All this because you allowed yourself to get castrated. All this because you didn't hold on to your balls. Right. So this is serious. You got to hold on to those balls. If someone tells you, I want to cut your balls out, you got to say no. Yeah. So that's a thyroid. And also, with low testosterone, you're going to get pain, numbness, and tingling sensation in the hands and fingers. Does that sound familiar? Peripheral neuropathy, anyone? Yeah. So this is a serious matter, losing your thyroid gland, losing your adrenal gland. This is not something that you want to take lightly. Let's take a look at your adrenal gland. What's going to happen? Again, extreme fatigue. Skin color is going to change. If you're white, you turn black. If you're black, you turn white. Your blood pressure is going to get low. You faint. You're going to crave salt. Your blood sugar is going to go too low. You got nausea, diarrhea, vomit. Stomach's not going to work. Abdominal pain. And your muscles and joints are going to hurt. You're going to be irritable all the time. Depressed. You're going to lose your body hair. It's going to be a mess. And then, of course, confusion, can't figure anything out, pain in your legs. Does this sound familiar? Yeah. So this is what can happen when you let someone castrate you. So you've got to say no. You've just got to say no. So, of course, let's take this into another realm, which is your testicles, your balls, are totally responsible for you as a person, for your being able to even respond to a situation. So what happens when you take away a guy's testosterone, it's not like you replace it and he becomes a girl. Oh, no, no. What happens when you take away a guy's testosterone is he stops functioning effectively. And that's a serious matter. So you ask yourself, okay, so hopefully I've convinced you of the importance of your balls. And hopefully you ladies, you realize how important it is for your husband to have balls. Because, you know, if he hasn't got balls, he becomes like really high maintenance, right? A guy with no energy, guy who can't think, guy is constantly complaining it's too cold. This just doesn't work. So this should be a joint project, right? You ladies can protect your guys' balls. You guys got to protect your own balls too, right? This is a big job. It's, you know, got to man up. So who would want to take your balls? Who is cutting out your balls? Who is trying to sell you every day on getting a ball job as opposed to a boob job? So trying to increase women's boobs and decrease guys' balls. You know, can't figure this stuff out. So the biggest hunt for your balls is the Prostate Cancer Screening Project. Yep. Screening for prostate cancer, doing biopsies, and cutting out your balls. So how is it that men are losing their balls? The main way that men are losing their balls is they are being diagnosed as having prostate cancer, and they are either getting their balls cut out, which they used to do in the old days, just cut those balls right out, or they're being overdosed on female hormones. And what this does is this basically neutralizes their testosterone and shuts down their balls, their testicles. Or they are getting radioactive seeds implanted and literally zapping your balls. You can't make this stuff up. I know this is happening. Or they're getting chemotherapy to destroy and kill their balls. All of these things lead to what we've just talked about. And so how can any of this possibly help anyone live longer? You would think, right? You would think. I mean, without the four-year medical school indoctrination, the residency period, you might just thinking about this say, that makes no sense. But there are those of you out there who need research, and I understand. So we got some. But first of all, let me tell you my personal history. Back in the year 1973, I was one ambitious teenager, by golly. And one opportunity that I had was to go to the medical school in my town and actually have professors give a medical school lecture to us teenagers who were interested in becoming doctors. Well, don't you know, we got the prostate cancer lecture. Now, I remember 1973, all right, 1973, a little dated, but 1973. And there is this professor wearing his white medical jacket with his gray hair, and he was pissed. And so me, as a teenager, I was listening and really curious. I knew that he was concerned about something like really, really important because this is science. So he says, well, I'm going to talk to you about prostate cancer. Of course, at that age, as a teenager, I didn't even know what a prostate was. But prostate cancer, I said, oh, cancer must be bad, yes. And he said, prostate cancer is a condition that most men will have before they die at autopsy, at birth, I mean, at death, rather. And so this is a condition, even though it's a medical condition, even though it's abnormal, most people with prostate cancer will die of a car accident, of heart disease, or of something else. They will not die of their prostate cancer. Nevertheless, I feel my funding should be improved, my status and salary should be improved, because I am doing research on a you know, valid medical condition, and men need to get serious about their prostates, and we need to develop therapies for this. And I was like, wait a minute, I'm confused. We have just identified a condition that is totally harmless and not going to kill anyone. Can't we throw a party? Maybe we can celebrate? Maybe we can give the guys a medal. But why pump them full of therapies and drugs? So this guy was very, very firm, clear about this, that no one ever dies of prostate cancer. That if you have prostate cancer, you're not going to die of it. You're going to die of something else. And so he said the decisions we made in the medical community to not treat or look for prostate cancer because it does not cause any harm to the human being during their lifetime. And because of this, his funding has been limited. And because of this, his salary is not what it should be. Of course, I, at that point, as a teenager, was very confused because I thought you went into medicine to improve people's lives. So why treat a condition when treatment, like, doesn't improve anything? Okay? 1973. Fast forward to 1980. Now I'm in medical school. Medical school, same lecture. However, we don't need to worry. Research is catching up. We're going to snag these guys with this new test we got called the PSA test, prostate-specific antigen test. Now that we can test them, now that we can detect it, we can biopsy, we can look at it, we can find it before they die, and we can get them into treatment. Of course, no one's going to die of prostate cancer, and of course, no one is they're going to die of a car accident sooner or something else. But we need to get these guys treated. We can't let them ignore this. Of course, again, I was a little, So I thought about this as a medical student. I realized I was going back home to the inner city ghetto. And I'm like, you know what? I don't need to do any PSA tests. I'm not going to test for this. I'm not going to look for this. So I made that decision as a medical student. Nevertheless, not everyone made the same decision. So they started, this is 1980-ish. Doing tests, screening men, and by 1985, 1990, the testing was in full swing, men were being biopsied, therapies were being created, and it was just an all-out economic boom, really. So at this point, like when I went to medical school, women went to doctors because they knew they needed prenatal care, they needed to help for the baby to be delivered, they needed to be screened for breast cancer and cervical cancer. That was the line. And then it's like, but what about the men? How can we get the men in? How can we get the men coming every year, every year, every year? What are we going to do? We got to get these men coming to doctors. And so, of course, silly me, I asked myself, I said, oh my God, do the guys have an illness that we need to treat? They seem to be doing pretty well. I mean, we don't see them until they're 65. They look pretty good then. And the usual refrain, Jennifer, I don't think you understand. And they said that to me a lot in medical school. Jennifer, you don't understand. Now, the reason I didn't understand, of course, is because I was not developing any debt in medical school, so I didn't have any big bills to pay. I planned to go back to the ghetto, where cost of living was pretty low, and so I could just focus on just trying to help people get better, which is what I'm trying to help Valentina focus on, is getting people better, and not focus on, oh my God, I have this big student loan bill to pay, oh my God, I have this bill, that bill, the other bill, no. Focus on the patient, the person who's seeking help. Focus on what is their situation, can you help them, and how can you help them? And that's it. It's the whole story. So, of course, with this prostate cancer thing, we are going to commercial, and we will be back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light. Please don't go.
Oh, hi, this is Dr. Daniels. You're listening to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we are talking about castration and why you men should hold on to your balls. All right. So this nationwide campaign to deprive men of their balls has been extremely successful. I can't tell you the men I've talked to that I told I think you should keep your balls. Like, oh no, Dr. Daniel, they've got to go. I've got prostate cancer. I'm gonna fight this. I'm like, okay. And women have bought men the means of that. They told me I had prostate cancer, and I do not want him to lose his balls. Now, there is a good woman. And so I sit down and chat with the guy and said, look, dude, you're going to have to make some changes. Hold on to the balls. And the guys make the changes, and boom, prostate cancer goes away. They feel great. Everything's fine. So it's really, really important to keep your balls. Now, I want to go back to talking about black men before the civil rights movement. So I grew up in the ghetto, right? So these guys would talk about stuff. And it didn't really make a lot of sense to me because I was a kid. I was like, what are you talking about? So these black guys had this thing where they thought all white men were out to castrate them. Like, man, all my guys want to do is just cut your balls out. And I said, man, that's crazy talk. You know, that's crazy. And he said, you know, I'm not letting anyone cut my balls out. No, all this talk. Now I go to the white doctors, man, they're going to catch me. Then I have to cut my balls off. And then you hear about prisoners, of course, who are sterilized and castrated. Okay. So, unfortunately, for the whole conversation, it was clouded with race. These black men thought these white men wanted to castrate them. And then when I got to medical school, of course, I was the only black woman in my medical school class. And so, because I was around all these white guys. And they would talk, and these white doctors would talk, and they would be upset. Oh, it's a black patient. He's probably got a bigger penis than me. Ugh, geez, I'm so upset. I'm like, what? I had no idea. So all these guys, black or white, had this fixation on their down there. And so the black guys would not go to a doctor because they knew sooner or later that doctor wanted to cut their thing off, go on a pass route. So this was the state of affairs before the civil rights movement. And so a lot of people think civil rights movement was civil. No, there's nothing civil about it. It had nothing to do with civilians. As a matter of fact, it was engineered by the people who said, how can we get these black guys to get castrated? Answer, well, he's a black doctor, darn it. And so they needed to have this black doctor, this black man, sit across from a black doctor who would tell him, dude, you got to be castrated. It's for your own good. Come on, you got to do it. And so a lot of black men just got castrated. Now, the white guys, they told them, well, you know, it's cancer. Got to do the right thing. Get castrated. And so it's a movement to castrate men of whatever complexion. But because they were able to couch it in racial terms, the black men dropped their guard when they were in the presence of a black doctor. Meanwhile, everyone was distracted with the whole civil rights thing. Oh, black doctors were taking spaces from white doctors, blah, 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 blah. That wasn't what was happening at all. Even without the civil rights movement, they had to admit black doctors to medical school because that was the only way to gain the trust of these intensely suspicious black patients and get them to submit to this. And so they had to disguise this into a, well, we don't really want to admit blacks, but the government says we have to. Yeah. So what happened then in my life experience in encountering these men who are castrated? So, of course, I went to Harvard, and I had classmates, and I had guys. I think I only dated two guys in all of 4 years of, well, one, at Harvard. And that was at the end when I realized I was already in medical school. Okay, can't mess this up. We're good. So, and then another guy, I went to school at Harvard with him, but we didn't date until after graduation. But anyway, the point is this. When I'm 50-something, I get this call out of the blue. Someone has tracked me down from my past. This guy that I dated, Harvard classmate, said, oh, my God, Jennifer. I knew you became a doctor, and I know I could trust you. Things aren't going well. I need a little bit of help. I said, oh, really? Well, let's see what it might be. Of course, I was trying to get this guy to marry me. He didn't marry me, so I had a little chip on my shoulder. But I said, you know, just put this aside. Listen compassionately. And so he explains to me that he's married. He does have a kid. Kid's a teenager now, and he has prostate cancer. I said, oh, well, prostate cancer, that's not a problem. I said, yeah. I got castrated. I got this. Like, oh, well, stop right there. Now he wants to know how I can get his libido back. I said, dude, yank the plug. You're done. You're over. I suggest you go buy a purse and go shopping with your wife. Pretty much. If she's cool with that, then go for it. But that's pretty much where you're at. You've been castrated. You've been neutered. All right, we'll be back for commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
To you, we look back to Daniels. And we're talking about the beneficiaries of male castration. Like, where did it all lead? So, I told this classmate of mine, black classmate, that really nothing can be done. Once you zap your balls and cut the cord and irradiate everything, you have been fried, dude. That is not the time to look for assistance. You might as well just relax and enjoy the rest of your life. So that's one person who was castrated as a black guy. Now, a white guy who was castrated, it's very interesting. This was in medical school. Actually, I think it was a year after medical school in my residency. And this was so sad. It nearly brought me to tears. I mean, I had to really keep myself from crying. And this was a white male. He was wealthy. You know, probably net worth certainly over $1 million. And he had his wife came in with them. And this guy was pitiful. He just kind of shuffled, took his place in the chair, kind of slumped down. And the doctor, you know, walks in. Well, Mr. Jones, how's it going? Well, I guess it's okay. Well, how's that estrogen tablet going? We know we gave you those shots, and that kind of got you started, and you got to keep taking your estrogen. Well, sounds like things are pretty good, Mr. Jones. Let me write you the next script for estrogen. Well, there you go. And his wife said, yes, doctor, I think he's doing better. And something happened, I don't know what, but the doctor left the room. The doctor left the room. The man looked at me and immediately said, he just burst into tears and started crying. He said, "You have no idea how this has ruined my life." He's like, "I'm gonna try. I'm not interested in anything at all. I just feel like I'm not even a person anymore. All I want to do is just go shopping with my wife, and I hate that. Life is not worth living. Don't let anyone do this. Don't even do this to anyone." And the guy just, I mean, he just dissolved, just a total meltdown right there in front of me. I'm like, oh my God, I was horrified. But this is what doctors are not allowed to see. So you have the doctor, this high authority figure, you have the patient who thinks he's doing the right thing, you have the wife who's glad she's finally in charge of this relationship. And, it's just devastating. It's absolutely devastating. They would have been better off if the guy has testosterone, got a divorce, gave the lady a lump of money, and they both go their separate ways and be happy. But no, he had to castrate the poor guy. So that really stuck in my mind, as you can see, almost 30 years ago, more than 30 years ago. It had totally ruined this guy's life. This guy was devastated. This guy was destroyed because he's castrated. And thank God he had retired, but if he was still working in charge of his businesses, probably the whole thing would have gone down the tubes because he wouldn't have had the oomph, the backbone, to make the decisions he would need to make to continue to make the kind of money that enabled him to allow his castration. This was back before insurance was really big. So in order to get this kind of castration, you had to pay big time. So those are two examples, devastating examples of castration. And it ruins you as a man and your relationships. Bobby says I'm cold. Okay. All right. So yeah, you guys are making me laugh here on Facebook comments. But I'm serious. This is really serious business. You guys have got to hold on to your balls. You cannot let anyone cut your balls out. And I don't care what anyone tells you, cutting your balls out is not the answer. It just isn't. Having testosterone prevents diabetes. Having testosterone protects your heart. You need your balls. And if there's someone who's offended by you having balls, they don't want you to have balls, then you need to remove that person from your life. Maybe that's not the doctor for you. Maybe he's not the woman for you. I don't know. But you need to arrange your life so that you keep your balls. And you need to realize that anyone who's a threat to your balls, who tells you you don't need your balls, that person is not your friend. No matter how they might disguise themselves as such, no matter how they might present themselves as being your friend and acting in your better interest, that is not the case. That is not what is happening. They are harming you in a very big way, even though they might not need to. So you got to protect your balls. You got to keep your balls. And it's your balls that give you the backbone to defend your balls. So when someone's threatened your balls, that is the time to suck it up, man up, get that testosterone surge and say, no, thank you. We won't be doing that today. Excuse me. I have a pot cooking on the stove. Whatever you have to do to appease that person, just get out of there. Leave. So that is the testicle story. Now, also want to give Valentina some time to talk about what she has been doing here in Panama, what has been made possible by my donations. All right. So, Valentina, I'm just going to have you talk and see if they can hear you. Just scoot over here. All right, let's see if we can get this right. Okay, good. There you go.
Hello, good morning. I'm Valentina, and I'm so happy and blessed to be here, sharing this time with Dr. Daniel. Just to make it quick, a little bit of my story. So the biggest inspiration in my life to become helping people in their natural healing is about my mom. she was suffering procedures a long time since she was a baby. Of course, nobody could tell her exactly what was going on, and the doctor sent her pills, some more pills, and drugs, some more drugs. So she got pregnant with me, I was born, and then the situation gets worse. So through the years, I've been sitting there, going to school or whatever, and watching my mom literally falling apart, suffering, dying by herself, and nobody could help her, and nothing could be making sense for her health. And of course, we're poor, so financial, we're like struggling, and then she has that issues, and all the money that grandma was dying before, it was for her medicine and drugs. So since I was a little girl, I say, I don't know what's going to happen, but I really feel in my heart that I really need to help my mom and other people that is going on through the same problem. So I decided that I was going to become a doctor and help a lot of people. So times could sound and my mom get worse and nobody could help her. I went to college, med school, and then I tried, that was this right thing to do. And then I discovered it was the same knowledge about the medicine, the drugs, and it wasn't really helping a little bit. So thank God we have good people like Dr. Jen. She was literally a light in my life. She shined me and she helps me. We've been working for a while. And then I get the opportunity to help my mom. And now she's a really, really, really happy lady. I quit her drugs. No drugs anymore. We start by her diet. Starting really, really, really high in her water also. And now she's making exercise. She's going out more. She's having more friends, which in the past it wasn't that way. She was literally dying in a room by herself, sleeping all day because of those drugs that I was putting her down. So now she's happy. I'm happy. We are happy. Yes. And of course, we save money because that was, which is really expensive. And it was like in my bag all the time. I got to get money for my mom, for the med and doctor and clinic and all this thing. And I didn't know it was so simple till I met Dr. Daniels, and she's helping me a lot. There is always a sense that you can always learn so much at school, but life and people who becomes in your life becomes a real, real professor in your life. So we got to pay some attention to that sometimes. And also with friends right now, we are working.
Wait, about your mother, how are her seizures doing?
Well, she quits. Seizure is not doing now for a year since we started working with her. And she's feeling more better. She's waking more early. Before that, she couldn't not even wake up from her bed. Good. So right now, you know, she's waking up 5-6 in the morning, doing all of her work day, and then she's going out for walks, quit any medicine, nothing, water, just a healthy diet, and she's doing more better now, you know. And that was really affecting her and her relationship with people and friends and church and all this stuff. So now she's really living happy, and she goes for vacation. She goes for activities, which never happened. I never seen her do that thing before.
Oh, nice.
So right now that's really, really about her that is going right now really good. And I got a friend, too. We also been working with a lot of friends. I got a friend, too, who was always weak, a lot of headaches, and he went to the doctor. People was trying to figure out what's going on, and he went twice. They told him, probably you have anemia. Probably you have this sickness. You know, they write a prescription. Go and find this drug for this thing. Tylenol, and then the ibuprofen, and then they started to increase the amount of the medicine, pain medicine for that. And he was getting worried. He was like, oh, my God, if I start to having all these powerful drugs in me, I'm not going to long anymore. I'm not going to be long anymore, you know?
He's going to die.
Exactly. So he was like, I feel sometimes like I'm living on these pills, and I feel really bad. I don't have any energy anymore to go anywhere. I had to, like, be in drugs every day, twice or three times a day to just make the pains go out. So he called me, and we were talking about that, and then I said, hey, we can start to help you with some, you know, details that is going to really make a difference.
No, wait, how much money did you charge him?
Nothing.
Okay.
That was free. Nothing. Free advice. You know, I was just sharing my experience with my mom and other people, and he was really interested in it. So he was like, do you think we can start this and you can help me do all this? I was like, sure. We started it, healthy diet, the same as my mom, increases quantity of water. And, of course, the place he was living, it was, like, too hot. So that's one of the biggest reasons he was, like, sucking out in all his head. He works on the computer every day, so he didn't have all this chance to walk, wake up, like, go for a walk or something like that. He was just on behind the screen doing all this every single day since 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys can imagine what that means. So we started that, and then he started, like, okay, I'm a little afraid because I was so controlled by these drugs. I could not go anywhere without taking one or two one day. So we start to say, okay, we're not going to be in a rush. We're going to start treat you in a basic way with your diet and your water. We're going to start to down on your doses of the
reduce.
Drugs. Reduce. Exactly. Thank you. So we started that, and he's, you know, start to feel more better. He wants to work, and he's like, after a week, he was like, hey, Baldo, you know, I don't realize that even, like, when I stop drinking, like, two or one Tylenol a day or ibuprofen, I quit ibuprofen, and now I'm just having Tylenol once a day or something like that. We start step by step. And so, well, that's good, you know, we gotta continue that's process, that's advanced, that you are doing really great. And then he was, like, so happy. He's like, yes, I know that now I'm feeling better. I can go for exercise in the morning before I go to work. I can go exercise after going to work, you know, and my life, like, feels so much better. My girlfriend's not going to leave me anymore.
Yes.
Because she was, like, so frustrated. She was like, oh, man, like, even in our intimate life, you're having pain everywhere. Like, we can't be.
Can't do anything. Exactly, can't touch her.
Exactly. And yes. He's like, oh, my gosh, she's going to leave me. So he was, like, all falling apart. So now he's a happy guy, living in the same climate, but now he's have a balance. So he has a balance in his diet, water process, exercise, airs, time work, no drugs anymore.
How many headaches?
Nothing. No go to the hospital anymore for nothing.
Yeah.
And he's working right now with his mom also because she has some issues also.
All right.
So for that part, that's all good. And again, it was a really, really blessing to be meeting Dr. Daniels because going to medical school, you know, they just show you enough just to make you give other people a drug.
Uh-huh.
With Dr. Daniels, and that different view that I never had before. Even though I was reading about it, I was reading medical books and everything related to it, but I never experienced something really true and honest since I started working with her. And then my mind was like, boom, blow up, like really, really, really. And I was like, hey, this is pretty much easier. And I even told her, it's like, wow, people are not going to believe this. Like, I spent so many years in med school, and none of my teachers tell me something basic and that it works. Works so fast, and it's like, wow, super healthy. So that's part of my story, and I'm really happy and grateful to be here and spending this time with her, and looking forward to do it again and be getting more touch of this. So we are students, and I'm learning and still learning, and I want to become better every day, and that's it.
All right, great. Well, thank you. Yeah. So this is a really great thing for me to be able to help someone learn how to be a healer, to make healing contagious, make being healthy contagious. This is why also I have the monthly membership program where I teach people like you how to heal yourself at home naturally and how to heal your family, how to heal your friends. And really so that one person with this knowledge can literally just spread it around and just heal so many other people. We hear so much about diseases being contagious. Now we can make health contagious. So I'm going to put that link in the box in Facebook. I'll put them so people can get that. But it's really, for me, it's really exciting to work with Valentina and to see the success of having a healer who has no financial relationship heal people and be motivated with that extra pressure.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Talking about why men should hold on to their roles. Okay, so we just heard from Valentina about her experience here, and I'm really excited about teaching more people natural healing, especially here in Panama and
I hope to also work in other countries as well pretty soon, like Nicaragua, for example, and really create natural healers who can heal themselves, heal their families, heal their community. And as Valentina said, what happened was when her mother got so much better, the word spread, and then people just start coming. So it's not an advertisement-based situation or a money-based situation, but you simply have a community-based healing that's contagious and that spreads and spreads and spreads. So when you buy products from Dr. Daniels, this is what it's doing now. We've also established a foundation to increase this more and more so I can train more people and help more people. As you can see, it's very energy intensive. So I spend time with Valentina, talk with her one-on-one, and explain to her not only the natural healing part, but the attitude part. Who do you work with? How do you work with them? How do you make sure that you respect that person's beliefs, that you respect their life commitments, and fit the healing in such a way that it actually enhances and uplifts their lives? Okay, so we are ready for question answer. And so let's look at our comments and see what we got here. Rebecca says, knowledge is power to truly live. Absolutely. Sandra Bradley says, good to hear your mom allowed you to help. Valentina, I wish that my mom would have given me the chance to help her before she passed. Jason says, excellent news, Valentina. Wish my father could have done the same thing. Yep. Virginia says, God's blessings of truth and action, a really, really beautiful thing. Yep. Mm-hmm. So Brenda says, my father-in-law was told by a doctor that he had prostate cancer and that had laid dormant for 30 years. Yes. What? So if it laid dormant for 30 years, what do you think? But it laid dormant for 20 more years. Yay, doc. That's what I say. Yay, 30 years. Let's go. Let's go. Let's see how far we can take this train. But no. And that they should go in and place these metal balls inside so they could zap them and get rid of that cancer once and for all. He was dead in 3 years. Yep. Before that, he was strong and still building those houses and porches and cutting down trees at 75. Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, this is why they had to integrate medicine. This is why they needed black doctors, because there's no way your father, 75-year-old, would have accepted that kind of information before the Civil Rights Movement. All right, off to commercials.
I saw you there, just standing there. And I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.